ही फाइंड नित्यानंद प्रभु इसी इन चैतन्य डॉक्टर कविराज गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग दैट इमेजिन उसने जगाई मधाई रहते नीचे पापी
पूरी से चीज है
पूरी से चीज है नीचे लगे मोर नाम जे गए तार पाप है मोर नाम जे इसमें तार पुण्य है एमन निर्धन्य मोरे की बात का करे एक नित्यानंद
दिनु विराट मदर
द पर्पट ऑफ दिस फोर फाइव लाइन इज दैट एंड so racket G and more than Jagai Madhai. Anyone can have mercy to me, but only Nityananda Prabhu. I have experience of this. मैं इसके मुझे अनुभव है कैसे अनुभव है how we experience that then he was young in village of Bengal. One, his elder brother called some sadhu Vaishnavas and began to sing Kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one Ram Ketan,
Ram Meen Ketan,
Ramdas. Ramdas. He was Siddha Mahatma.
It is told that he was the मैंने उनके कृष्ण के परिकर थे बलदेव प्रभु के परिकर
एसोसिएट करने लगे
सो सो ही बिगन टू डू कीर्तन ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु His brother was so much offended
and he opposed. He told that you cannot do Kirtan of Nityananda Prabhu. That one Ram Ketan Prabhu left that place and he was so serious. And he told that you are Ardhukuti. Ardhukuti means half hand. You are supporting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you are refusing opposing and
Nityananda Prabhu.
Refusing Nityananda Prabhu. So I will not leave here. You are not a Vaishnava. Then कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी when he was young, he told his brother, I will not stay a moment in your home. I will not take a little drop of water here. I want to see you. And he at once left the home and his brother. And he told that, I am going to Vrindavan. He came in the border of that village. And he, it was so nice there, so he stayed for a few minutes there, and he played, and he saw that Nityananda Prabhu has come, gave his darshan, and took his seat on the head of
Krishnadas
Kaviraj
Goswami.
And told that, oh, you have left everything for myself. Now go to Vrindavan and by my mercy you will be qualified to see Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Who is? You will see Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath actually. You will see Rupa and Sanatan. At that time they had gone to Nitya Lila. But you will see there. And he will realize everything of Prince. He at once came to this Vrindavan. And by his mercy, he saw Madan Mohan Govinda Gopinath here. Actually he saw Vrindavan, in which Vrindavan Krishna is.
doing right always. He saw and he heard the very sweet melody of Bansi, and he saw all gopis and Krishna dancing there. He also saw Rupa Sanatan Goswami, and he realized what is praying, what is safe and all others. So, a very wretched person, if he takes self out of Sri Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev Prabhu, he bestows bhakti upon him, and he can realize everything what Krishna Das Kaviraj has realized. You know that when Mahabharata was to begin, the battle of Mahabharata was to begin, Baldev Prabhu saw that I should not take part either of Pandavas or
Kauravas.
So he left and went to Tirthasthan by roaming various Tirthasthan. He reached to Nainisharanya and he saw that there were about
88,000
thousands of rishis and mahatmas. In them, Narad, Kavi Havi, Pipalaksha, and perhaps all four Chatusan, and all other rishis, Parashar and all, were gathered there. But this Sukh Goswami was reading Puran, not Bhagavata at that time. He did not care any Vaishnava and any respected person. Parasite did not know what is the etiquette of Vaishnava. He at once came and sat on the Vyasgati and began to chant and began to read Puran. At the same time, Baldev Prabhu reached there and he saw that he is not respecting any Vaishnava. He knows that I am only Vaishnava and I know everything. So Baldev Prabhu became angry that he is not qualified to read Puranas and Mahabharata because he don't know how to give respect to Vaishnava and to qualified gurus. So he took a grass coof and kept it to the neck of that Sukha Goswami and he was dead. All this is beckoned to cry. Then Baldev Prabhu told that, why you are crying? If you want, I can give life to this Sukha Lomharsha. And he again recite all these things. They requested that, no, we don't want, but we want that to hear all these things. So at once his boy was very little age and he was called Ugrasavasu, Shishya, disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. So Baldev Prabhu mercifully gave all the knowledge and everything at once, and he took that boy and mixed it on the Vyasgati and he began to recite all this. He told this slow, Yam Prabrajam Samanupe Samape Sakritam Vaipayano Virahatara Adubhava Putre Kitanmayataya Karo Vinedu Samsarvyasunam Upayami Guru Muninam
Bhuta Hidayam Munimana Krishna.
He told there. He was called Ugrasavan. So Baldev Prabhu, if we don't recognize any Vaishnava, we will not pay respect to Vaishnava, not to Gurudev,
not to Acharya. Valdev Prabhu at once disqualifies us and he will stay there and we cannot advance in bhakti. Valdev Prabhu kills Dhenukasura, you know, in his first leela. Dhenuka is foolishness. What is foolishness? Foolishness means those who have come from Krishna, all are Sarupata, Jivera Sarupaya, Nitya Krishna Da. All are Krishna Da by their Sarup. But if anyone forgets Krishna and he becomes as a bhokta of this world and he takes everything for his own taste, all worldly things, then he is foolish. Not only foolish, foolish like as air. So the boys of cowherds of Braja, the friends of Krishna, requested Valdev Prabhu and Krishna that there is a punish and ass in Madhuban.
Talvan.
He is the sole owner of Talvan. Anyone cannot enter in Talvan to take Tal Rasa. Can you give that Tal Rasa to us? Can you open to drink this for everyone? Sabhi ke liye ki aap aisa khol sakte hain? Valdev Prabhu guided all the
cowherd
boys and went to Talban. So many asses, the son of
Dhenukasura, wife of Dhenukasura,
and thousands and thousands of children of Dhenukasura, all protested Krishna and Baldev not to take Tal Rasa. Krishna, sabhi ke mool atpatya, atpatya Krishna hai. Jitna hai, Krishna jagya ke bhokta hai. Aham hi sarva jagyanam
bhokta
cha prasriva. But foolish, foolish person, they don't allow that Krishna can taste everything. They think that we are only
enjoyers.
So Valdev Prabhu took the
palm tree,
last two legs, Isheka,
behind legs,
and get throw on the tall bricks. And every palm tree were broken. Sabhi tal vriksh gir karke chakna chur ho gaye, phalon se lad gaya, aur sab agar uske ladke jitne sab logon ne un par aakraman kiya, Baldev ne aur Krishna ne sabko ek ek karke mara. Baldev Prabhu and Krishna killed everyone. Then it became वो स्थान अत्यंत घृणा के समान हो गया. दैट प्लेस बिकम सो
अबोमिनेबल.
सो एनीवन डिड नॉट टेक टू एनी फ्रूट दैट डे. व्हेन एवरीथिंग वाज क्लियर्ड आफ्टर सम डेज, देन इट वाज ओपन फॉर ऑल बॉयज. Now you see there is not a single tree, only two trees has been. But at that time, so many trees were also
remain there.
They are remaining there. So boys and everyone tested all this. So Baldev Prabhu is Guru Tattva. Our ignorance he despised and he makes us qualified to enter in Krishna Sevarilma service. He also created Pralambasura. Pralambasura means he was acting to serve Krishna and Baldev. No? He came in the shape of any friend go. Actually he was, his shape was not like so. He was a demon. But he took the shape of a friend, good friend, and very beautiful cowherd he made himself and came to Krishna and Baldev. But Krishna and Baldev at once knew him. And by eyes they saw themselves that he is a demon. He is demon. And he should be treated as demon. Krishna was so much skillful. He took that boy, embraced, and told that I was taking for so many days to sorry, so many years and years. Now I am not leaving you. अब मैं तुम्हें छोड़ूंगा नहीं, अब सब समय तुमको अपने हृदय में लगा करके रखूंगा. किंतु उसने समझ नहीं पाया. But he cannot understood that meaning. He thought that Krishna has not known me and at the nick of time I will kill Krishna and Baldev both. Krishna divided his party in two parties and he became
group leader,
the ring leader of one party, and Baldev Prabhu. So Baldev Prabhu he made the ring leader of another party. And they began to do so many plays. Once Krishna was defeated by Baldev party, and that boy
was in
Pralambasura in the party of Krishna. So Krishna took Sri Ram on his
soldier.
And that was Pralambasura took Baldev Prabhu on his soldier. He thought that I cannot defeat or cannot kill Krishna, but I can kill Baldev so easily. So he took Baldev Prabhu. And went to the place where it was marked that he used to go to that place. And he went across that point and he took into very deep forest Baldev Prabhu. At once, by his mustika ghat, he killed the demon at once. No hal musal there. This is not leela. Here anyone who comes to serve Krishna like Sahajiya, they are all Sahajiya like Pralambasu. They come in the shape of friend or gopi to serve Krishna, but unqualified. They want to test themselves worldly desires. So Baldev Prabhu knows them and he gives lesson to them. They cannot reach to the Vrajbhava. So he also is. We know that he has killed the Divis. Divis was one of the parikar of Ramachandra. रामचंद्र जी का वह परिकर था नल नील की भांति एज नल एंड नील एंड दे हैव सर्व रामचंद्र फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम इन रामायण बैटल लंका युद्ध बैटल ऑफ लंका ही ऑल्सो फॉट फ्रॉम रामचंद्र But anyhow, he has some malicious mood towards Baladev Prabhu. Lakhan. He did not care Ram Lakhan. He wanted to serve Ram, but not to Baladev.
Lakshman.
He knew that Baladev is very ordinary person like me. And so much Balwan is
strong
than Lakhan. I can do what Lakhan cannot do. And he always used to belabhi karta tha.
He used to joke him.
Joke with Lakhan. So after that, when Ram and Lakshman disappeared and Dwaparju came, his practice was like so, to avail Vaishnavas to Lakshman. And when Krishna and Baladev appeared, he came to Krishna. He wanted to serve, but he was quite opposite to Baladev Prabhu. He pointed out that he cannot do Ram. He is a dhomi person.
Dhomi means?
Teacher. Baladev Prabhu. So he became opposite to Baladev Prabhu. And he tried to kill Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu at once took his whole muscle and snatched by fall. And killed by his musal. And he was so killed. Baladev Prabhu is so merciful. But yet, those who become opposite to Krishna Bhakti, Baladev Prabhu anyhow kills them, these demons. And in Nityananda Prabhu, in the shape of Nityananda, he does not kill, but he only gets friends and despises his opposite mood only. So Baladev Prabhu, we see also that this hull, what is this hull and musal? Musal or hull kya hai? बलदेव प्रभु जी के हाथ में जो हल है, ये हल से खेती होती है और मूसल से चावल को या गेहूं को कूट करके उसकी भूसी को अलग करके टेस्ट के अनुरूप बनाया जाता है. यू कैन
Today he has a club and a plow in his hand. So Maharaj says that plow is used for farming and this club is used for removing the chaff from the rice and comes out from the plant.
But Baladev Prabhu with his plow, he makes the land very suitable. And the bees of jeev, the seed of jeev, he gets in that field. Baladev Prabhu ji, jeev ki kheti karte hain. Unke teen khet hain. Isse sir. Dwarka, Vrindavan mein, Mathura Dwarka mein, Vaikunth mein, ye teen inke kuan khet. Aur is mein, ब्रह्मांड के बॉर्डर पर यहाँ पर तटस्थ शक्ति है, वहाँ पर उनका एक और खेत है. इन खेतों में जीव की वो खेती करते हैं और जीवों को खेती कर करके कृष्ण के लिए टेस्टफुल बनाते हैं. ये बलदेव प्रभु जी का ये हल और मुसल का तात्पर्य है. किंतु यदि जीव इस जगत में कृष्ण को भूल करके कृष्ण की विरोधता करता है
तो उसी हल से खेच करके और मुसल से उसके इस रूप को हटा करके और तब उसको उस योग्य बना करके भगवान की सेवा में उसे भी नियुक्त करते हैं।
He does the farming of the jivas, the living entities. And he has three fields in the transcendental realm and one here in the material field. One field is in the Vrindavan or Vrindavan and second one is Dwarka and Mathura. Third one is in the Vaikuntha land and the fourth one is in the material sky. So he creates or he forms the living entities so that they can render service to Lord Krishna, to raise them to the level of render service to Krishna. But if there is some living entity who avoids Krishna and creates problems, then he uses the same law to pull him and then smash him with his club. And this way, he gets rid of his body and sends him to Krishna, part of the transcendental abode of Krishna.
समय हो गया है 7:30 बज गया। इट इज नाउ 7:30। अब मैं यहीं पर समाप्त करना चाहता हूं, किंतु मैं एक बात कहना चाहता हूं। आप सभी लोग बड़े सौभाग्यवान हैं। यू आर सो मच फॉर्चुनेट बाय द ग्रेस और अहैत की स्वामी जी वेंट योर डोर एंड डोर इन वेस्टर्न कंट्री वेयर ऑल वेयर स्लीपिंग एंड ऑल वेयर बिजी विथ ऑल मेटेरियल मैटर देयर एनीवन हैज नॉट हर्ड ऑफ ऑल दीज थिंग्स नॉट ऑफ कृष्णा not of Baldev Prabhu, not the mercy of Baldev Prabhu. He mercilessly went to give the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission ordered by his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami with no piles in his pocket, no packet at all, only this one and four, no pocket, no kurta there, nothing, as a very poor, but he was not poor because he was so much rich of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Only taking this, went to western country and with great, mane parishram se, बहुत कष्ट से इसको मिजरी एंड बड़े परिश्रम ही बिगन टू सिंग ऑन द सोर्स ऑफ सी कमिंग सो मैन दे आर टू फ्रेश देयर माइंड एंड ऑल दिस एंड ही यूज टू कीर्तन दो कीर्तन श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नो फोल नो मृदंग नो इंस्ट्रूमेंट एट ऑल ओनली विथ स्लैपिंग टू करताल कुतुब फ्रॉम इंडिया not so valuable good kartal because he could not arrange and manage to take very good kartal anyhow with only tore and torn Gita and Bhagavat in four cantos yeah three cantos not so good condition of book no good प्रकाश
पब्लिकेशन
नो गुड पब्लिकेशन नो गुड पाइप बैंडिंग वनली थर्ड क्लास एंड ही टू किट एंड इन नो time in whole America, in whole Western countries, is spread like fire in burn, in jungle. And about 88 hours, more than that, ISKCON center was established in various parts of the world. And what I said, every Siddhanta Bhakti, Siddhanta, he established there. All the mandirs are not mandirs of wood or brick or stone, but they are the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's the modes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is why so many girls, so many boys like you, so many can and prithivi te aache jato nagara digram sarvatra prachar hoi re murana. He fulfilled this idea of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Srila Bhakti Vinod has forecasted all this. He told that very, very in near future, about 4,000 of or 400 of Western bhakts will come, except his with choti, or mota choti, and this very tulsi mala. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Both Indians and Western devotees will each other embrace him. And Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Now we see that by his grace, this bliss has come. So near that we have also, we are seeing these things. We see that here so many Western countries devotees and also Indian devotees mixing each other, no difference at all. So this, he has done so miracle. Now you should again do it very enthusiastically. You should forget everything in yourself, any malices or anything. Try to be liberal as Vaishnava are liberal. As Nityananda Prabhu was liberal to Jagai Madhai also. So we should be liberal to Baladev Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And try to establish the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nam Sankirtan, this should go to every places where up till now your voice has not gone there. In Russia, in China. In China it is so restricted to enter there. So you should try all these things. And I, at last, I pray to my Gurudev, I pray to my Siksha Gurudev, Swami Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Maharaj, to bestow their mercy, that we can enter in Brajbhav, Brajarasa, Bhakti, and we should be qualified by their mercy to establish their Bhakti Siddhanta in whole world. Saying this, and a topic. स्टॉपिंग भाई मैं अपनी वक्तिता को यही कह करके समाप्त करता हूँ. गौ प्रणाम. हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम Wait, wait, sir.